It's time to hear from the voice of the Brewers.
Fly ball center field. It's hit well. Grisham back. It is gone! Another Mother's Day miracle for the Brewers.
Jeff Levering is brought to you by Carbless Premium ready-to-drink cocktails. Carbless, less is more. Find Carbless at your local grocer today.
Appreciate a little Huey Lewis in the news to bring me in today. Love that.
Thank you, and I love Huey Lewis in the news, so I'm all about it.
Jeff Levering on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Brewers coming off a 5-3 victory last night over the Cincinnati Reds. It was a good game to watch, and I got to tell you, man, the highlight of the night is Joey Ortiz going long for just his second home run of the season. Jeff Levering, you were on the call. Jeff, I mean, I was so happy to see Joey Ortiz put that ball into orbit last night. How did you feel watching it leave his bat?
Of all the guys, he was the guy that needed it the most, right? I mean, he hadn't had a hit with a runner in scoring position since June 1st. His one previous to that was late April. So, I mean, for a guy to break out of a slump, that's the guy to do it. The Brewers have really been struggling here with runners in scoring position over the last 6 days, 7 games. So it's good to see him break out of it. That was a massive, massive hit for the Brewers. They needed it, and he needed it too.
Jeff, did you get an update on the center fielder? I don't know his name, but that looked pretty brutal.
Yeah, Dane Myers, that was nasty. That was as bad a collision as I've seen in a long time with the wall. I did not get an update. I haven't seen anything this morning from the Reds. I know he was taken to a local hospital, was checked for neck, checked for concussion, checked his ribs, his shoulders. I mean, it just felt like he hit that wall and he crumpled. The fact that he held on was amazing. Yeah. The fact that he got there was amazing. And he also walked to the cart himself with the assistance from the trainer. But I hope he's doing okay. That was a heck of a play. And from all intents and purposes, he's a heck of a guy too.
Jeff, when's the last time you saw a catcher just straight up give the signal for fastball to a pitcher? That was incredible. Yeah, like William Contreras, for those who didn't see it in the ninth inning, I'm assuming pitch count went down and he just fastball.
Yeah, I said it in the moment because I saw it because he kept pushing the buttons on his shin guard and I went, there was no communication going on. So he just went, let it ride. I haven't seen that in a long time. I have seen a pitcher do it a couple of times.
Okay.
Even Zach Greinke, I think, did it a few times.
Yeah,
where he was just so fed up with something. He goes, you know what? Screw it. Here you go. I'm just going to throw you a fastball. And he did it. So I think that happens more often than not, than you would think, I should say. But for William, he goes, all right, just let it eat. Go get him. You got a two run lead. De La Cruz is going to hurt you. Go ahead, throw a fastball. Let's go.
Well, I mean, it's easier to do when a guy's got two pitches, right? When you got your closer who's just either fastball or curveball, I guess that's easier to just go, screw it, fastball.
Sure. Sure, and it's less obvious to do that than it would be to do the curveball sign as a catcher too. That it's a little less obvious to just say, all right, fastball, here we go.
Jeff Levering joining us on the Yuengling Hotline, the oldest brewery in America, now officially in Wisconsin. DG Yuengling and Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly. We were just talking about the end of the game, and Trevor Megill was in there for the save. At the beginning of the year, they were sort of doing that shared closer thing with Uribe as well. But Megill, it seems, has, you know, grabbed a hold of that role once again. What's your confidence level in Megill holding onto that closer gig for the remainder of the season?
I think Trev's done a great job, and I will say this too, Jen, that I think the Brewers are going to play matchups as much as possible too. You know, we've seen Aaron Ashby try and close out ball games because of matchups. He is definitely more of a Swiss Army knife with sixth inning, seventh inning, maybe a bridge into the eighth. We've seen Abner Uribe close out ball games if it comes down to it. I would have confidence in Abner as well. I mean, heck, he closed out the division series last year against the Chicago Cubs. He was the closer for the Brewers in the postseason last year. So I would have confidence in Abner too. I think the Brewers have an embarrassment of riches at the back end of the bullpen. So whoever's going to get it done, whether it's Abner or Trevor Megill, I've got outstanding faith in both of those guys locking down a save opportunity. But I will say that Trevor has definitely got a stranglehold on the closer situation right now.
The only thing I will say about that, though, is they seem to have an issue with some of their relief pitching. And it's all well and good to have three guys who can close games, but is there any need to sort of transition somebody into an earlier inning guy? Because if you are that confident in Megill in the ninth, maybe we should see I don't know. You just mentioned Ashby. Maybe we should start putting him. I like the idea of roles, right? Maybe that's the Green Bay Packers. We talk about it all the time with the wide receivers and whatnot. But is there any need for the Brewers to maybe lock up somebody in those earlier innings so they don't find themselves having those relief issues?
It's a great point, and I think that it depends on what your availability is too, and what's back there at the back end of the bullpen that particular day. I think that the return of Jared Koenig really helps out too. If he is even close to what he was over the last couple of years, he's going to be a huge piece bridging from the starting pitching into the back end of the bullpen. You don't necessarily have to guide say, all right, that is your seventh inning, that is your eighth inning, that is your ninth inning, because sometimes the matchups are a little different. And I think that the Brewers are smart enough to say, okay, well, maybe your stuff is not going to play best against this pocket of the lineup. Maybe we'll go in a different direction. I will say that the last three guys in that bullpen, they do need to pick it up. The Brewers are in the middle of this 18 games and 17 days stretch to end the first half. And if it's not McGill or Ashby or Uribe, Chad Patrick was really good last night, and that was a great sign for him. He needed that. But the other guys in that bullpen, they're going to need to step up because the Brewers are going to need them.
Jeff, what are your thoughts on Cooper Pratt since being called up?
I think he's been great defensively, and I think he had a great first week to start it. But I mean, listen, he's a young kid. He's going to have to make adjustments. Pitchers had adjusted to him after 1 week, said, okay, you're having a tough time hitting the fastball. We're going to pepper you with fastballs at the top of the zone, and you prove that you're either going to take it or you're going to hit it. And this is now Cooper's opportunity to say, okay, well, challenge accepted, and I'm up for it. And if he doesn't, then he may be on his way back to Nashville. But I think the Joey Ortiz home run yesterday, that's not like, hey, he has one good game and he's the starting shortstop for the rest of time. I'm not saying that at all. But maybe it lights a fire under somebody's rear end, right? That's the point of this whole thing. Mm-hmm.
Jeff Levering joining us on the Yingling guest hotline. So Jeff, on Friday, I'm at home, I'm watching the game, and the great thing about Apple is I could watch the game on Apple, but then listen to you and Lane on the call while I'm watching. Mm-hmm. It's one of the great features they have when teams play on those Friday nights, you can listen to the local broadcast. And I mean, I thought your call of Garrett Mitchell, is, if anybody missed it, his home run, he was pretty big. I loved it. I couldn't believe you said something at the end, but I loved what the call was. Here it was.
And another pitching change from Craig Counsell that goes down the toilet.
I said it. So, you want some context?
Yes, I want the context. Yes, please.
Dude, I'm glad because nobody has asked. It's like, all right, well, I said it, and people are taking it like it's wildfire. First and foremost, there had just been a pitching change. The Cubs botched a potential triple play.
Yes.
Come on. So it gives Garrett Mitchell the opportunity. He ends up hitting the home run right after the pitching change. All of Brewers Nation that is listening to us along the Brewers Radio Network knows that all visiting team pitching changes are brought to you by North Shore Adult Diapers.
Yeah.
Right? So the Brewers were looking for some runs. Well, if you have the runs, North Shore Adult Diapers is the place to go. Right? NorthShore.com. That's part of the fun of the read, right? So here we go. Pitching change happens. I also said before the pitching change, it goes right down the toilet from the outhouse to the penthouse.
I noticed that.
So I was on like a three banger of adult diaper reads. So also context.
God, that makes so much sense. And I have listened to the radio broadcasts frequently, and I hear the adult diaper.
It's fantastic.
And I laugh every time, and I even have told my kids.
So do I.
Did you hear that? The reason they do that, and I go into the whole, you know, again, great by the sales department, by the way, for that to be the sponsor of those moments in the game. I should have put two and two together. Now I'm mad at myself
and that's
for not
okay.
being able to put those clues together.
And the other thing, too, is it. And I didn't mean to do it, but now that I'm thinking about it, it's also the, remember William Contreras at the home run against the Cubs last year? And as soon as he makes contact, he hangs up the phone. And so it's like, all right, I should have gone to the bullpen sooner. One of those moves. So it was kind of, it was a little double there, a little two for one deal.
Well, I'm glad we got to ask you about it. Cause I heard it. I'm like, I loved it. I just couldn't believe you said it.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you just got to go out on a limb, and sometimes that limb breaks and sometimes it doesn't.
This is brought to you by Landscaping Company. No, just kidding. Jeff, what moves would you like to see the Brewers make? We have talked about it exhaustively as we approach the trade deadline, and still a lot of baseball left to be played. But we talked about the relief situation. We have talked about a bat. We have talked about starting pitching. Is there an area that you think they need to shore up?
I think that the biggest question mark would be shoring up the bullpen, right? And making sure that you are in the best position possible. The Brewers are in a stretch where they are using a six-man rotation right now. They are going to get some guys back, a Logan Henderson, a Coleman Crowe. You could move some guys around from your starting rotation into the bullpen. That could be a way to navigate some of this instead of going out and making a move and doing something internally. That's a way to do that. But I think if there's somebody that's available that you really like that's a bullpen arm, I think that that's a good way to go, at least in the short term. And the cost for those bullpen guys is not exuberant either. I think that's number one. I still believe that the third base is a question mark, but I'm not sure what the market is at third base and who you could potentially go get that's going to be better defensively than what the Brewers are throwing out there. If you could find somebody that adds offense to that position, great. But I think that the Brewers are in pretty good shape on the left side in terms of their defensive abilities that way. You just got to try and find some consistent at-bats there.
Jeff, what is Murph's protocol when it comes to batters challenging strikes? I know Sanchez missed one last night. Did they go into replay jail or anything like that?
So I wouldn't say replay jail, but Murph said at the beginning of the year that everybody has the opportunity to challenge, but we can revoke your privileges at any time. Sanchez leads the team. He's far and away the leader of the team in challenges. Mm-hmm. He's second in Major League Baseball behind Sal Stewart of the Reds. So the Brewers' offense does not challenge very much, with the exception of Gary Sanchez. William Contreras behind the plate has been in a funk in terms of his challenges of late. But for Murph, I think everybody has the opportunity to challenge. But if you're doing it in the wrong situation and it's a selfish challenge as opposed to a team challenge, mm-hmm. if that makes sense,
yeah.
then you're going to have your privileges taken away from you. Okay.
Speaking of being in a funk, how great was it to see Joey Ortiz, first of all, get three hits on Sunday and then back it up with a dinger off the batter's eye yesterday?
Yeah, Terang's just been unbelievable. I mean, his June has been not great. I looked at the numbers yesterday, and before the three-hit game, he was 11 for 64, had struck out 29 times, and had only walked twice. So, and this is a guy who was in the running for, he's an all-star candidate, right? We're trying to push him being an all-star. June has just not been his month, right? And that's okay. He was among the league leaders in on-base percentage, but he's not drawing the walks the way he had been in the past. So I think for Terang, he just needs to get back to his basics. The three base hits to left field were huge on Sunday, and then the huge homer in the seventh inning last night. Those are the types of at-bats that can really get you going.
Jeff, don't you think Pratt looks better without the mustache? I mean, he looked like DeMone from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I think he looks a lot better.
I agree.
Yeah.
See, now, these guys this is were coming from me, a guy who...
I said this last week.
I couldn't
week,
grow a mustache... I couldn't grow a mustache if to save my life. It would take me 15 years to grow. Gabe's got going on right now. 15 years. So I give him a lot of credit for trying it.
Yeah.
But I mean, like we could get some milk and let the cat lick it off kind of deal. Yeah. I get it. He looks much better without it.
He does. Looked like he should be working at Burger King or something. I'm just saying.
Why is Burger King
because
taking
a stray?
Because
you guys gave me so much grief about the mustache, and I said he'll look so much better without the mustache.
That's because you decided that you were just the arbiter of all facial hair in fashion when...
Steinbrenner.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I'm old.
I got one other question for
you. Whopper cheese, no one? Please pull forward.
Yeah.
I always think of the and then from Dude, Where's My Car? No and then.
No and then.
Jeff, one more thing from last night. So Joey Ortiz has the moment. They go to give him the Gatorade dump after the game. And I said to these guys, that had to be the kindest, most conscientious, consent-laden Gatorade. What in the world was going on there as they were having a full-blown conversation before they poured the Gatorade on Joey Ortiz?
It's hot, so that must have felt really, really good, the Gatorade bath. And it, just a very satisfying Gatorade bath. It was, there was all of the consent in the world for that. That was the cleanest Gatorade bath of Gatorade baths. It was wonderful. I loved it.
Did they ask him? Did they say, like, because it looked like Joey was like patting his pockets to see if his phone was there. And then he was saying, like, no, sure. I don't. Like, it was one of those things where it was like, are you good to do this? You don't have your phone on you, right? Okay, we're going to dump this Gatorade on you. You know, it took, it was so bizarre.
It was wonderful. I think he got, he knew it was coming. He knew it was coming. So he just leaned into it. He just leaned into it. He knew his safe word and it was, here we go. Let's play. I'm in.
We're all very uncomfortable.
I got you guys. I got you guys.
Yeah, usually we're making other people uncomfortable, but you just made us uncomfortable.
I didn't see the council thing coming on Friday. I definitely did not see this coming today.
No. I got to go change my adult diaper.
Jeff, you're welcome, guys.
Hang on that note.
Have a great day.
Jeff gave it to me. That's an all-time performance right there from our friend Jeff Levering. Between explaining the adult diapers connection, and by the way, Ryan from Iguanago weighing in, loyal listener here on Jen gave it to you. He says, you should have put number two and number two together. And on that note, we'll take a break here on Jen gave it to you. Roll on right after this.